Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Your life, your awareness begins when you look up and acknowledge your Creator. Oh, but it doesn't have to stop there. You can walk with Him every day and every night by faith. And the stronger your faith gets, the greater your awareness of the unseen is.
Amen.
And you begin to perceive what is not seen, nor heard, nor felt by the flesh. But it's real. I said it's real. He's real. He's real. And people mock me when I said, you know, the Lord spoke to me. And you've heard me many times say, now I'm not talking about I heard an audible voice. You ever heard me say that? I'm distinguishing between flesh hearing and spirit hearing. And sometimes people say, well, you know that. He thinks he's hearing from God. No, I know I am. Thinks he's hearing from God. All these people hearing from God. That bothers me. They ought to be bothered by people who never hear from God. Now, granted, everything that people said God told them, maybe He did not. But you got the Holy Spirit inside you, and He will let you know. You'll have a witness about what is Him and a check about what is not. The Father seeks such to worship Him. Verse 24, God is a spirit. So if you don't believe in spirit, you don't believe in God. If flesh was the best and greatest, that's what God would be. He'd be flesh. He wouldn't submit to that kind of limitation. Think about the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is not an impersonal force like electricity. The personal masculine pronoun is used, Jesus used, to describe Him, Him, He, He. He's a person. But He's not limited to corporality, one physical form or any form. He manifests as fire. When did you ever see fire burning, like at the bush? And you go, hi. That's the Holy Spirit. And He answers back, and fire talks. He came in as wind. It's got to be cool not to be limited to one form. He appeared in a form as a dove. How do you like getting up in the morning and go, how do I feel? I feel like fire. I feel like wind. Jesus appeared in different forms to people that He spoke to. And the Bible said our body is going to be just like His glorified, glorious body. Multidimensional. Said out loud, God is spirit. He's the Father of spirits. He made me. I am spirit. Now you'll hear people talking about, well, you know, I'm an accident. My parents didn't plan me. They didn't create your spirit. They were involved in the development of your body, but you are way more than a body. Your spirit came from Him. Hallelujah. And He was not shocked when you arrived. He knew you. In closing, I think, John 11, what are we talking about in these days? Faith. How are things going to happen for us? According to our faith. It opens up, our faith opens up other dimensions to us. things that are not seen. Woo. Big stuff. This is how miracles happen. We don't understand it, but to God, it's He understands it perfectly. We believed Him, and it opened up a window. And something from spirit was able to come over into flesh. And your kidneys were recreated. Your heart was remade. Your blood was cleaned up. That's healing. That's miracle. Something came into this realm from that realm. And it was our faith that opened the door. All the radio waves are there, but when you turn that receiver on and you tune it, now you're receiving that wave. Jesus' friends, Lazarus, Martha, Mary, when Lazarus died, they sent word for him to come, and he didn't come immediately. And Jesus came later, and Jesus, verse 23, Mark, John 11, 23, he said to her, your brother will rise again. Now see, from the physical senses, he's dead, he's buried, he's cold, he's stiff, he's already begun to decay, his body. That's it. From the flesh, that's it. The end. But Jesus said, no, he'll rise again. And Martha said, I know he'll rise again at the resurrection in the last day. So she believed in the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. And the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, like Lazarus, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
Yes.
The Bible said Jesus tasted death for every man. And those who believe in him, it's appointed unto man once to die. You're not going to live down here forever if he tarries his coming. But when you do slip out of your body, you don't even have to taste death. You can be on the other side for several minutes before you realize your body's dead. You knew you felt a lot better. Said out loud, I believe in him.
I believe in him.
And I will never die. Even if you slip out of your body, you ain't dying. That's not even the end of your body. You're coming back later and picking it up.
That's right.
This time, glorified. 39, verse 39, Jesus said, take away the stone. Roll the stone away. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinks. He's been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, said I not to you, didn't I tell you, that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God. Faith allows you to perceive another dimension. Spirit, glory. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If this man's body is going to be raised from the dead, it's not going to be by any natural means. It's not by anything that's happening in this dimension, these dimensions. It has to be something that comes over from that dimension, from spirit, and changes his body. Atomically. Spirit is real. How's it going to happen? He didn't just say, I'm getting ready to do something. Stand back. What did he say? He said, remember, I told you. If what? If, what does if mean? If you'll believe, you'll see the glory of God. Now listen here. She hasn't seen the glory of God in her brother getting sick. She hasn't seen the glory of God in her brother dying prematurely. She hadn't seen the glory of God in the mourning at the funeral or at the graveside and the burial of his body. Death is an enemy. It's the last enemy that'll be put underfoot. But he said, if you'll believe, you're about to see the glory of God. People talk about being sick for the glory of God. Wrong. The glory is in the healing. People are talking about, you know, God getting glory. Somebody who was a sinner, he didn't get any glory out of that sin. It's when you got saved. It's when you got right with him. And you were born again or you were recovered. God doesn't get glory in the work of the devil. Didn't I tell you that if you'd believe, you would see the glory of God? And she must have believed because they went straight and took that stone out of the way. Hallelujah! Amen. She wants to see her some glory of God. And that act of faith opened up a portal for something to come over from spirit into the natural. Oh, hallelujah. And while the master was looking up praying, and he looked down and he said, Lazarus, come forth. Faith is released. She's believing. Jesus is believing. Hallelujah. Something came in to that grave. Something came into that tomb. Flowed through his body. His spirit came back in it. His body was made alive again and healed, or else he'd have died again immediately from whatever killed him the first time. And he comes hopping out of there. Because they had already wrapped him up, you know, and embalmed him. That's why he had to say, loose him. Let him go where he can walk. And just a couple of verses later, they're over at Martha's house eating biscuits and gravy, hallelujah, with a man who was dead. All things are possible to them that believe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.